You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Dylan Matthews here on a Thursday morning. Hope you all are doing well. Shout out to all my overnighters, truck drivers, third shifters. Shout out to all my early morning, late night Uber and Lyft drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night limo drivers out there as well. Shout out to all the first responders protecting the city, the county, the state, the country. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my early gym goers getting them good endorphins flowing early this morning. Shout out to all my people already at work or on their way to work. Salute to you. I know the vibes. I'm right here with you. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospital workers out there working around the clock, making sure that people get the good medicine, treatment, and care that they need. Shout out to all my early morning, late night dentists, dental workers, dental assistants out there, making sure that people keep their pearly whites nice, clean, and shiny this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night vending machine technicians out there making sure that people can get their snack on early this morning. Shout out to all my early morning, late night hospitality workers, hotel workers, making sure that people are having a good stay wherever that may be. Shout out to all my early morning, late night front and rear load truck drivers. Shout out to all my early morning, late night bus drivers out there riding around and getting it, making sure that people get from home to work and the kiddos get from home to school in a safe and timely manner. Shout out to all my early morning, late night UPS drivers, UPS workers, FedEx drivers, FedEx workers, all my early morning, late night airport workers out there as well, all my local 728 transportation drivers in the film industry, and of course, all my people listening in the bed right now as well. All right, Big Kirko, Perk Thuggins, he was talking to the media yesterday, and Falcons had an interesting practice yesterday as they continue their training camp. But yesterday, it was more of a game-like simulation for the Falcons. Did a long scrimmage, and there was some good. There was some not so good as far as the offense goes. You like it because the defense is obviously making plays too. Kirk Cousins did throw an interception. I believe it was in the second half. It was the only interception of the day. But he also threw a 40-yard touchdown pass to Kyle Pitts. Hit Darnell Mooney on 5 passes. I think hit maybe 6, and hit Drake London on 4 or 5 passes. So offense was looking good. Defense makes some plays, though. Matthew Judon was out there with Lorenzo Carter. They were on the two opposite edges. And had some sacks in there as well. Running game apparently looked good with Bijan Robinson and Tyler Algier. So there were good things on both sides of the ball. And Kirk Cousins, he talked about it yesterday. He likes the game simulation type practices like they had yesterday. Take a listen.
Good scrimmage today. I just feel like that's the most valuable practices we can have when it is simulated like the game and it feels like the game. The more we can practice like that, the better from my perspective. I'm a limited perspective, but I love practicing like that.
Yeah, you love the game-like situations and the game-like simulations if you are Kirk Cousins, especially right now because You haven't been able to play in the preseason, and for good reason. Again, not knocking Kirk Cousins not playing in the preseason. I don't need to see Kirk Cousins in the preseason. I know what he can do. He showed me what he can do plenty of times in his NFL career. So I'm not worried about him proving anything in the preseason or getting any reps, especially if they're doing game-like simulations in practice. Now, I think this is one of the more they've done scrimmages before, but this is like the first like real game-like one they've done all season, I believe. But if they're doing these and if they plan to do more of these before, obviously, they play Pittsburgh week one, then we'll be all good. And look, even if they weren't doing this, I still wouldn't even necessarily be worried. But the fact that they are doing this and Kirk Cousins is feeling good about it makes me feel good about it. So I like hearing that Kirk Cousins was having fun at practice yesterday in that game-like simulation. So good to hear. And why is it so good? And why was Kirk Cousins so excited to have a practice like that? Well, he talked about that as well when he met with the media yesterday. Here's QB1 talking about what exactly is being simulated in these game simulation type practices and why it's helpful.
The big one is that the play affects the next play.
So you know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
But what happens is, and I didn't realize this till later in my career, is in practice, the way practice is scripted, it's all first and 10 for the whole period. I'll take a 12-yard sack, and the next play is first and 10. That's not football. If I take a 12-yard sack, the next play is second and 22. And you need to have a plan for second and 22, but you never really practice it. So, and then the opposite is true. If you go hit a lot of times we hit an explosive play to Drake or Mooney, and then we're just right back where we started. And it's like, well, normally we'd be sprinting down the field and running our goal line offense out to punch it in. So you want to simulate that, and plays build on each other. And too many times in practice, the plays don't build on each other. You're just isolated, and it's as I say, each play is its own season. You're just trying to win the play. And that's not how football is played. Football is played factoring in the previous play, what the next play could be, the clock, the timeouts, what their defense is doing. So there's just a lot of other factors that when you're practicing in a more controlled environment, you're not thinking about so many of the things that as a quarterback you're constantly thinking about when you're in a real game.
That's such a good point from Kirk, because we talk about, you know, oh, these guys don't need to play in the preseason. You know, they're good. And look, for Kirk, he does need to play in the preseason. I still believe that. I'm not changing my view on that. But he is shedding a new light on, look, it's not just about me getting hit or me, you know, taking live reps in a game. It's about me going through certain situations and staying sharp on situational football and talking about, okay, if we get in this situation, what are we going to do? And if something like this happens one play, how does that affect the next play? And when the clock is at this point, what are we going to do in comparison as to when the clock is at another point in time? So it's just about those situations and situational football that Kirk likes to get the reps on and is trying to stay sharp on. And that's why he likes the live action and the live game simulation that they had yesterday. Because, again, for a quarterback, like he said, you have to have all those things in your mind and you have to be taking all those things into consideration at every single point in time. And you always have to be aware of clock, down and distance. You know, how this play can affect the next play. How last play affects this play. Winning the play, like he said. So, it's just very cool to hear him say, like, it's not more so I can, you know, loosen up the arm or, you know, anything like that. But it's about having those reps in real-time situations, in real game-like situations. So, when things do come up in the actual game, and we are playing in games that count, we have a bank of, okay, this is what we did, you know, whether it was like the game like practice yesterday or in the preseason or whatever, and obviously they're not going to play in the preseason, but still, having that bank of, okay, when we get to our two-minute offense, this is how we're going to run it. Or if a play like this happens, this is how we're going to respond. Or this is what the next play may look like. So just having stuff like that is really cool to hear Kirk talk about and, you know, why game like practices like yesterday are so helpful because of, you know, the situational football that you get to address and you get to practice when you don't normally, again, like Kirk was saying, in a controlled practice setting that you don't normally get to practice. So that is good to hear from Kirk Cousins and very interesting stuff as well. Continuing on, talking about Big Kirko and what he had to say to the media yesterday. One thing that we've talked about a lot as far as when we talked about a lot when Kirk Cousins was first signed here with the buzz around adding Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons as of late. We haven't talked about it as much, but we definitely talked about this a lot when Kirk Cousins was first signed here to the ATL, and that is this offensive line and them specifically pass protecting and keeping Kirk Cousins upright, who is not the most fleet of foot, obviously, especially now after the Achilles injury. He'll still be able to move around a little bit, and obviously he'll still roll out and do all the things. He's not like a complete and utter statue, but he's not as mobile as even a Michael Penix or, you know, even a Desmond Ridder was, or obviously a Marcus Mariota or anybody like that. So he talked about yesterday how he can help the offensive line pass protect, because look, I don't think the offensive line is going to have a hard time pass protecting. Kirk Cousins is a guy like Matt Ryan who is able to get the ball out very quickly. Fast processor. He's going to make quick decisions. He's going to have the ball out quick. So that's going to help the offensive line obviously not have to block as long, and you don't have to give up. You're not giving up a whole bunch of sacks when you don't have to block for, you know, 7 seconds or however long it may be. But Kirk Cousins was talking about how he, as the QB, can help the offensive line pass protect. And this is what QB1 had to say.
Yeah, I think snap counts really important. I think, you know, you certainly want to, you know, Trent Williams used to tell me hot potato, you know, so you don't want to hold on to it forever. You don't want to be a habitual ball holder. I'll also tell them in the huddle sometimes, hey, guys, this one's a ball holder. So, you know, not that you were going to cut corners, but just so you know, that extra last shove may make the difference. So, I don't know if that scares them or if that helps them, but you try to tell them, hey, this one's a ball holder or whatever it may be. Or, hey, jump set the guy. I'm going to get the ball out quick here. Jump set him, get hands down. So you try to have that good communication. And I just want feedback, too. I want to be available, go down there. Hey, what are you guys feeling? Are they jumping the cadence? Are they, you know, do we need to run the ball more? What, you know, I can help be a voice, too, to the coaches if you got anything. So try to get their feedback all the time and make them feel comfortable to share what they need.
Those are also interesting points he makes there about, look, this one, obviously giving them a heads up, like, hey, I'm going to have to hold the ball a little longer on this one. So, hey, give me all you got. You heard him say that last shove might make the difference. And then, two, if it's a quick pass, hey, make sure you get their hands down and jump set them, as he said, because I'm getting the ball out quick and I don't want any deflected passes. And then, two, obviously getting feedback and changing up the snap count and all that. That's good. That's good stuff to hear, and that is very cool insight to me about how – not only the offensive line, you know, we when we think about pass protection, we think about, oh, it's just strictly on the offensive line. Obviously, a very, 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 very heavy portion of it is on the offensive line to pass protect, because obviously that is part of their job as offensive linemen. But it is cool to hear, like, it's not completely on the offensive linemen. It's about, obviously, Kirk getting the ball out quickly and as quick as he can at any point in time. And then, two, letting them know, hey, I'm getting the ball out quick here. Hey, you know, I'm going to need an extra shove. Hey, I'm going to need all you got here. And getting that feedback from the offensive line about jumping snap counts, if the defensive line is jumping snap counts or things of that nature. So really cool stuff there from Kirk Cousins. And I do want to let you hear one more thing from Kirk Cousins. And obviously, we got to hear how Kirk Cousins feels about the newest and latest additions and the newest Atlanta Falcons, right? We got to let you hear Kirk Cousins talk about Matthew Judon and Justin Simmons, how he feels about the two new signings. I'm sure he is pretty excited to make some good additions on defense, because, look, defense scratches the offense back. Offense can scratch the defense's back, and it can be a nice, balanced world, as all things should be, as our guy Thanos would say. But let's hear from Kirk Cousins talk about the two new signings, obviously, of Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon.
Yeah, I mean, I've played against both of them and watched a lot of tape of both of them as you know, watch defenses around the league. And, you know, they're both, you know, real deal players. So we're thrilled to get them. I think they'll be a great asset. And, you know, it's just, we just got to get them up to speed quickly so that they're really comfortable and can play fast. That's the key, is that you're so comfortable that you can really play really fast when you see things, you go, because you know what you need to do.
Yeah, that is the biggest key. And the veteran experience does help. Raheem Morris was talking to the media earlier this week, and he talked about a little bit of what Kirk Cousins was talking about, and obviously that's getting Justin Simmons and Matthew Judon acclimated. And he did say that their veteran experience, and they do have a little bit of familiarity with the defense that Jimmy Lake is running, because they both kind of been in similar defenses before, so that's going to help them as well. Again, obviously with the veteran experience too, and just being around and knowing just about every defense that you can be in, and just know, it's more so for them learning the new terminology and the nuance to this Jimmy Lake defense, whatever that nuance may be for them specifically. But that should be just fine. But it is a little bit of a rush now, because they are incoming pretty late. It is going to be a little bit of a rush to get them caught up to speed. But at the end of the day, play is play, ball is ball. And you got two ballers on the defense. And I'm sure once week one is here, they'll be ready to go out there and ball out. So, good stuff there from the QB1, Big Kirko. Kirko Chains, Park Duggins. It's good to hear from him always, and he was giving some good insight yesterday. So, when we come back here about 5 minutes from now on the Hometown Take, let's get into some NFL headlines. We know who the QB1 is going to be in Denver. We'll talk about it next. Here on the Hometown Take, live in the Kia Studios with your boy Dylan Matthews, here on a Thursday morning on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.